Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Talk About It. My name is Inva Wiskus. I'll be your host today, and I'm so, so, so grateful that you are here and you are joining me. If you are brand new to Talk About It, welcome. It is a post-grad center podcast that posts every single Wednesday, and I am so, so, so grateful that you are here and you are joining me. If you guys want to know what the hardest part about recording an episode is, it is literally what you say after the introduction. Some days I'll literally sit there and be like, I don't know. I have no idea. It's literally probably the hardest part of recording an episode, and it's literally just a transition. It's literally just a transition. So with that being said, hello, you guys. I'm transitioning. How are you? What is new? What's going on? What's up? You guys, this past weekend, I was supposed to be in California. I was supposed to be in California. I spent the whole weekend, the whole week, I might add, sick as a dog, okay? Sick as a dog. I have been so sick this past week. I took a sick day at work, and I never do that. I never do that. My job allows me to work from home, so I'll normally, like, spend those 2 days working from home and then be perfectly fine. No, I needed to not work. I took a day off and just laid there. Laid there. I was so lazy. This whole week, I've been so lazy. I haven't been able to work out. I had to cancel a trip, a really fun trip to see one of my favorite people on the planet, my friend Sophie, and I had to cancel my trip to California. When I say that I am so sad about that, I mean it. You guys, it was supposed to be 79. It is 79 degrees in California. And guess what it is in Minnesota? 30 degrees, and it's snowing. It's flurrying. It's starting to snow. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. When I say I'm so disappointed, when I say I am so sad, I am so sad. I am so sad. But you guys, I had to. I had to cancel. I had to listen to my body. I was going to pull through. I was going to push and just make it through this weekend. And if I made it through the weekend, it was going to be fine. Everything was going to be fine. But no. On top of being sick, there was the whole airport shenanigan craziness that's happening right now. If you haven't seen it on TikTok, it's actually insane. And I know social media is probably making it seem 1,000 times worse than it is. But I just... a part of me just had a feeling, and when I have these feelings, I was like, okay, I just have a feeling that this is God maybe telling me that this is not the weekend to go, and I need to trust him and just reschedule it for a better weekend. I felt like there were so many things surrounding me that were just like, not right now. Like, sweetie, not right now. And so I canceled. I canceled my trip, and I got a credit. I got a credit with the airline that I use. And so I was like, you know what? Next time I book the trip, hey, it's basically paid for. It's basically paid for because I've already paid. And now I just have to use the credit. So if you guys want to know what my week has been like, that has been my week. It's been a week. You guys, we are here with another new backdrop. I am in my bedroom. I'm in my room. I'm playing around with things. I wasn't expecting it to be so cold today. I actually started to record out on the porch that I was on last weekend, and I had a great fire. I had a beautiful, fantastic fire going, and I sat there for an hour, but I tried to record the episode, and I just was getting so cold. Things were distracting me, and it was just not hitting, and so I needed to come into my sanctuary, and I needed to start over. Okay, I needed to try it again. And I low-key, you know, rearranged my whole room for this. I moved everything. Like, everything is not where it's supposed to be except my bed. And that's okay. That's okay. You got to do what you got to do. I'm realizing that. We're going to dive right into it. We're just going to dig into what we want to talk about. I want to get going. And what's interesting is this week's episode actually was inspired by something I said last week. I've been thinking and dwelling on this topic the entire week, actually. And it was regarding something that I had said about funks and how sometimes our funks can stir from comparison with other people, things that we don't have, lives that we don't yet have, things that we want, things we aspire to have, et cetera, et cetera. And sometimes I do end up falling into a funk, but sometimes I allow that feeling that we get to inspire me to push and to strive further and further into the life that I want. And I was thinking about that, how even though there's one way that you can go when it comes to letting that, you know, dig you into a funk, it can also push you and inspire you to strive harder, strive quicker, strive faster. And so today, you guys, I have a question for you. What does the dream you look like? You guys know the drill. I'm here with a drink. I switched things up the first time I tried to record this. I made a hot coffee. I made a hot oat milk vanilla latte. I did. It's almost 5 o'clock and I made a latte and it didn't hit. I'm gonna be completely honest, it didn't hit. Took a sip of it. It was fantastic, but I'm a morning coffee person. I could have maybe coffee, before lunch, but I'm not like, ooh, like I'm craving a coffee after lunch. I know a lot of people are like that, but I crave stuff like this. I crave a Fresca. I crave an Olipop. I crave a dragon drink from Starbucks. If you know me, you know I'm always with that. It didn't hit the same. And so now that I'm in a new location and I need a new vibe, I needed something that'll give me that extra jolt. And I just know that this will do the trick. Okay. So I'm here with my Fresca. I'm here with my Fresca. Let's have an amazing episode. I love you guys. Let's get on with it. Cheers. I also love how I'm doing this episode topic in my childhood room, a room that I literally conjured up and created the version that I am today. That's such a cool perspective. When we think of the dream versions of ourselves, I think that a lot of the times it can go two ways. One way, it can be very intimidating, very draining, very unfulfilling. It can feel like it's too far away. It can feel like it's unreachable. It can feel like it's something that we'll never fully yet achieve. Yet on the other side, I do think that if you use it right, having a dream version of ourselves and goals can be things that truly do inspire us, that motivate us, that push us, that make us excited about things that are yet unknown. There's two ways to it. There's two sides that you can fall when it comes to thinking about the dream version of yourself. And I do think that those two can coexist to a certain extent because we don't know what the future holds. And so, yes, there may be things that are frightening, right? There may be things that we are afraid of, whether that is choosing a college, choosing a job, choosing a state to move to, choosing friends, choosing who you marry, certain things like that, where you're like, I don't know what this is going to mean for me, but I'm pushing and I'm reaching for my dream life. I'm pushing and reaching for what I want for my future self. They can coexist. They can coexist. You could be excited for that, but you can also be very intimidated and very afraid of making the wrong choice. You can be curious. You can be motivated. It can push you to want to keep pursuing it, but it can also be something that leaves you drained and leaves you exhausted. And some days you might feel very afraid, very unsure. But I think one thing that we also have to recognize when it comes to curating your dream life is that your dream life comes with a waiting season. I am currently deep in my waiting season. Okay, I have no prospect for a husband, which is fine by me. I am still figuring out what I want to do for the rest of my life. I'm figuring out where I want to live. I have a desire to move to a different state, but I'm still figuring it out. I'm still curating my life. I'm still creating my life and I'm waiting. I'm waiting for things to change. A waiting season isn't just about doing nothing. It's about becoming something. It's about becoming someone. It's about changing things up eventually. Waiting season doesn't just mean don't do anything, okay? It means that you're waiting and you're becoming something different. You're starting something and you're waiting to see the results. If you're at the gym and you do your first gym set, right? It's your first day there. You're like, I'm committing to this. You aren't going to see results until you see results. And when you start to see results, you aren't going to get to be and look the way you want to look until you look the way that you look. You're in a waiting season until you get to that point. You're progressing, you're still changing, and you're still becoming stronger. You're still, your body's still changing, and you're still accruing those habits and focusing on that and motivated by that. But you're not yet where you want to be. You're in a waiting season until you get to be where you want to be. However, sometimes in our waiting season, when we don't feel like we're reaping the benefits and we're where we want to be yet, we can feel a little let down. We can feel a little frustrated. We can feel like we aren't where we want to be yet. And I think that that is partially why comparison can get to us. Comparison can either allow you to hate that you're not where you want to be yet or push you to grow further and further to where you want to be. I want to talk about that point today. Last week, when I mentioned funks and when I talked about getting into funks and when I talked about how funks can allow us to push ourselves down, this week I want to talk about choosing the other path, choosing the other choice and allowing certain things to push us closer and motivate us more to get to where we want to be, get to where we reach our dream lives. This episode is about taking that feeling and letting it inspire you and push you to becoming closer and closer to that person that you want to be. The first part in this is self-assessment. I think that before you start to truly curate and create the dream version of yourself, you need to do a self-assessment on yourself. You need to think and truly process the type of person that you want to work towards, that you want to work to becoming, that you want to, over time, grow to be. Something that's not just something overnight, that's internal, that's personable, that's real within you, that you're like, this is a habit that I've been doing that I really want to break, that I really want to change. I want to trade this for this. I want to trade this lifestyle for this lifestyle. I don't want to be this person. I want to be this person. You need to self-assess and take note and really process the things that you truly do want in your life versus the things that you want to remove from your life. Things that you're going to be able to commit to. Some examples and questions that you can ask when it comes to this is, what do you value? What do you value in your future dream life? How do you spend your time? What habits and boundaries do you maintain that you haven't yet put into practice? What kind of friends do you want to surround yourself with? What does your routine look like? I just had a problem with my light, but I'm back. I'm back. I think it's really important to self-assess, and this is why. When we're taking that time to self-assess our lives and the person that we want to be, it's really easy today to see a video, to see a picture, to see someone who is living a type of life that you might want, okay? To see someone living the way you want to live and to be like, that's how I want to live. However, when you take the time to self-assess what you truly want, the type of person that you truly want to be, sometimes you realize that that might not be the lifestyle that you truly want. One thing and one way that I can use this as an example is in 2020, there was a lot of people during COVID who were redoing their rooms, who were adding LED lights and crazy colorful pillows and rugs and all these different crazy things. And I remember seeing so many videos and so many things of being like, I want that, okay? It's a trend. Things in fashion today too that I really think I want as well. There's so many things that go around that I'm like, I want that. But then when I take the time to self-assess and be like, do I truly want that? Is that going to make me and help push me to be the person that I want to be in the future? Is that my style? Is that who I see myself as? Is that really what I like? When I take a second to step back and assess what I want for myself, then I'm able to help myself choose the right path. I'm able to remove and protect the true things that I want versus add all this random crap in that I think that I want that really isn't what I want. When you take a second to self-assess the real things that you want in your life, you are able to remove and clean out and declutter what you don't want. And that takes me to my second point, is to appreciate this bridge season. It's important to know the type of person that you want to be. It's important to have an idea of the things that you want, the ways that you want to live, and to get to that point in your life where you feel like you'll be living the way that you want to live. But notice that there's this bridge. This bridge is where you are now to then where you want to be. And in order to get to where you want to be, you have to go through all of these things to get you to that other side. You have to go over the bridge, reach all these hurdles, get over this monster of a river, these things that are flowing, right, in our lives to get to where you want to be. So in order to fully appreciate and embrace where you want to be, you have to also embrace this bridge season. You have to appreciate it. One thing that I used to kind of relate to it is there's a lot of tasks that we have to do, whether that's clean out our closet, clean our room. We have to go through all these assignments in order to get to the finish line. This is the season of when my dad is raking and blowing the leaves in our yard, and it may seem like a ton of work, which it is. It may seem like it's going to take a lot of time, which it is. but we have to embrace it, because in order to get to where you want to be, which is that clean closet, it's those good grades and have them all done, and that feeling of like having school done, in order to get to that point of having that clean yard, you have to go through and declutter, you have to go through and organize, you have to go through and clean and remove in order to get to the person that you want to be. You have to go over all that stuff. You have to appreciate the birch season to get you from where you were to where you are now. And I think sometimes the reason I mention this as one of my points is because a lot of the times when we create the dream version of ourselves, we tell ourselves that that is who we want to be. And when we don't appreciate the things that we're going through right now to get us to that point, we get frustrated that we're not yet at that point. We get impatient. And we try to hurry the process along, but when we hurry the process along, you're not genuinely becoming the person that you want to be. You're not reaching the dream life that you want to be. You're cheating your way through it. If you half commit to things or half do things, you won't feel as good about the outcome as you could have. That's why I bring this up. You have to appreciate the bridge season from where you were to where you are now and what goes on in that drive over. My third thing is healing and unlearning. You can't fully become the person that you want to be if you're holding on to the pain from your past. Now, this is super, super important, because there's a lot of things that we don't fully understand how much they affect us until you open up that bandage, until you open up that scar, until you allow yourself to truly dissect it in a deep way. There are a lot of characteristics that I want to have in the dream version of myself. However, a lot of those characteristics I can't fully 100% be yet if I don't heal parts of me that counter that. I can be a very impatient person, and I feel like that's just because I have a characteristic within me that likes to be very on top of things. And when I lose control of things, I feel very out of control. Such as when I'm in traffic, I'm a very impatient person. I don't honk, but I will be very frustrated and I'll allow it to affect my day. However, something that I want for myself is to become a very patient person. And so something that I have to do is truly dig into, why do I allow that to fully affect my emotions? Why do I allow that to fully affect my day and the way that I approach a conversation with someone after I've been stuck in traffic? Why do I allow the first thing that comes out of my mouth to be, I was just stuck in the most horrific traffic. I hate it. Every single person is pissing me off. Why is that my immediate reaction? If there are things about myself that I want for my future self, then I need to allow myself to heal and unlearn the things about myself now. Now, I will say that I'm not trying to seek perfection. There will still be parts of me that are impatient, okay? I'm not trying to fully change a lot of things about myself. But in order to become more patient, I need to allow myself to not have the triggering response to be anger and to be frustration and to be panic, but allow myself to have something that I can trigger, maybe taking deep breaths or having a different reaction style. I'm not fully trying to change and to be a perfect person, but all I'm trying to do is, I do want to become a more patient person. I don't want to have little things within my day affect my heart and affect the way that I start my day, or the things that happen within my day, or turn a day from being one of the best days ever to being a frustrating and difficult day. I don't want that to be the way that I react to things. And so in order to do that, I need to allow myself to work with myself to heal and unlearn certain habits that I've created in with myself. The version that I want myself to be can't hold on to my old habits, my old triggers. If I want to be the person that I want to be and have the habits and the characteristics that I want to have, then I have to allow myself to take the time to pray about certain things, to give certain things to God, and to create new habits in spite of those habits. Maybe instead of having anger be my response in traffic, I need to take a second, take a deep breath, and pray in traffic, and allow myself to pray for the fact that I'm getting somewhere safe, that I'm not rushing someone, that everyone here is safe, and to just truly understand that maybe this is God protecting me from something that could be happening if there wasn't any traffic, such as a car crash, such as a wrong exit. I need to allow myself to switch my perspective of things versus allow it to go to my normal habit and my normal trigger. My last factor is consistency and discipline. And this is one that everyone can agree with. When you're creating the dream version of yourself, you know that you need consistency and discipline. The future version of you needs that structure in order to become that person fully. I think a main thing that has allowed this to become easier for me is to reminding myself that structure is the most important thing. A lot of the times, I'll become very ambitious when it comes to a routine, a schedule, a commitment, and I'll be like, this is what I need. Like, I need to work out this many times this week, and so this is what I'm going to commit to. But because I'm putting an unrealistic standard on my routine, it's very unlikely that my motivation and consistency will win at the end of the day. If I overexert myself, I'm going to be more tired than energetic, and it's going to be a lot harder for me to commit to that. So what is important for you to do as you're creating your routines is to make sure that you're not overexerting yourself and you're not being too ambitious with what you're telling yourself you want to do. If you're telling yourself that you're going to work out at 6 a.m., you're going to have a full work day, then you're going to go to another job, then you're going to do this with someone, and then you're going to come home and you're going to do this, and this. There's a chance that you could do that, but then to do it all again the next day is very ambitious. It's super important to create realistic standards for yourself that hold structure for you to actually maintain. Structure that allows you to be consistent and have discipline with yourself. And sometimes discipline truly is making hard decisions and not doing something or choosing something over something else in order to get to where you want to be, in order to commit to the structure that you have for yourself. When it comes to your dream self, and when it comes to preparing for what dream you looks like, it's important to understand that a lot of things may change along the way. The more that you learn and the more that you experience, the more that the things that you want will change. You might want something right now for yourself in the future. You might think that that is the thing that you want in your life. But the more that you learn, the more that you go through life and the things that you allow to affect you, that may completely change what you think about that one thing in your life. And here's something that I want to also interlude. We all know that I have a very, very strong faith. And so one thing that I want to interlude about this topic is I am someone who has a very strong aspiration for the type of person that I want to be in the future. And the type of person that I want to be is structurally surrounded by faith. It's the type of person that God wants me to be. It's the type of person that I want to be because it embraces who God is and God's love. And a lot of things that I've done in my past haven't always represented that. But the type of person that I want to be in the future represents that. But you have to be okay with God interluding into your life. You have to be okay with God changing what you think you want for yourself. There's a lot of things that I think I want. There's a lot of things that I used to think that I want. When I went into college, I thought I wanted to have so many friends. I thought I wanted to experience all these different things in life. I thought I wanted to be invited to everything. I thought I wanted to be the person who everyone wanted to do this, and this with. And even though certain things did bring me joy, it didn't bring me closer to God. It didn't bring me closer to the type of person that would be bringing me peace today. Now I'm finally dissecting all that stuff and I'm truly healing and realizing that that wasn't the type of person that I want to be. The type of person that I thought I wanted to be didn't bring me true happiness. My dream version of myself from 5 years ago, I may be living part of that dream, but who I am and how content I am with myself and the life that I'm living, it's great, but I've had to do a lot of dissecting and a lot of recurating because it's not what I thought I wanted it to be. There was a lot of things that I thought I wanted for my life right now. And when I experienced that and when I thought I embraced it, I realized that it wasn't what I wanted and I had to allow myself to change and to choose a different path. And I had to allow God to bring that forth to me. There was a lot of things that he brought to the light in myself that I wasn't content with, that I wasn't happy with, that I didn't want to accept. And I had to be okay with him interluding into my life and allowing me to realize that. We may think that we have fully control over who we become and the things that we value and what we allow into our lives. And it's okay to have a specific desire for that version and to want a certain level of control. But I think you also need to allow God to do what he's going to do within your life. I think there's a lot of ways that we can look at the quote unquote dream versions of our lives. And I think each year it changes more and more and more. the more that we learn, the more that we experience, the more that we grow, the more that we love, the more that we become vulnerable, the more that we learn, etc. Our dream versions of ourselves change all the time. They continuously change. And I think, too, another reminder that I like to live by as well is that the version of myself now is most likely the version I dreamed of being when I was 8 years old, when I was 9 years old. Even though I'm not yet where I want to be yet, I'm still a dream version of myself from years ago. And to embrace the moment that I'm in now. That we might be looking and dreaming and praying of the person and the things that we'll have and things that we'll know and the person that we'll be in the future, but to also know that the person you are now is a dream version of yourself from years ago. Even if it's with all the changes, even if it's with all the readjustments, you have learned so much from that point to get to where you are now and to fully embrace that. I said a lot in this episode, and I hope that it relates to you. I hope that this is maybe a different perspective of the dream lives, because I feel like I listen to a lot of episodes, I listen to a lot of podcasts, I listen to a lot of things of people being like, if you want the dream version of yourself, listen to this. And I'm like, all right, cool. And it's all these step to do's of like, how to get perfect skin, how to do the best makeup, how to, you know, get the best wardrobe. And I'm like, yeah, okay, everyone does that. But there's a lot internally that we need to do. There's a lot internally that we need to understand and that we need to process and that we need to be ready for when we are experimenting with creating the dream you. And I think all that stuff is so valid. Like, of course, I'm always looking for like better skincare options and better makeup and a better style and a better routine and just things. But the steps and the true mental process of creating your dream life isn't just about steps to do on the outside, but it's steps to do internally. It's who you are on the inside, who you want to be on the inside, what you want to value on the inside, the ways that you want to love on the inside, the things that you want to be healed from the inside. It's not just about outward figures and the ways that we can look like we have it together. And so I think that's what I wanted to get across in this episode, is all the things that when you're creating your dream life, it's a self-assessment. It's the appreciating the where you are now to where you're going to be. It's the healing and unlearning, and it's the discipline and consistency. All that stuff that, yes, that gets you to be who you want to be, not just physically, but also internally and emotionally and spiritually and mentally. There's so much more to the future version of yourself than just an outward appearance. It's mental strength, it's physical strength, it's emotional strength, it's spiritual strength, it's everything. Stronger, better, brighter, everything. And that's something that I've had to notice and I've had to appreciate and take my time with. And so I hope you enjoyed this maybe new perspective of this conversation. Let me know what you think about it. Let me know what you guys think about this new season. I love hearing from you guys. If you guys like this, let me know. Message me, DM me, all the above. Like, subscribe, rate, all the things. Follow me. Send this to a friend, you guys. I love to hear from you guys, and I want to hear more about your thoughts and your opinions and everything under the sun. And so if you like this episode, let me know. I love you guys. I love you guys so, 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 so very much. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. I will talk to you so, 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 so very soon.